in our lives, there's always going to be stresses. There's no two ways about that. It's just the nature of what we do and who we are and the society we live in and the time we live in. But I suppose there are some stresses that you can see coming in the future, like could it be a driving test maybe, or a set of exams, or whatever it may be. So I suppose to handle those situations, are you not better preparing for them rather than the day before just panicking and probably fluffing the whole thing as a result? So we're going to talk about that, about how you prepare yourself for future stressful events that you know are coming down the line, whatever it may be, in the company of our very favourite hypnotherapist, and that's Richard Burke from Safe Harbour. Richard, welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Ian.
So, Richard, talking about that, we all have these stressors in our lives. It could be a big presentation you have to do, or a meeting that's coming up, or whatever, and you know that knot in your stomach that you get when you think about them. So, from your perspective, what is the best way to manage those?
The best way to start is, the first thing is to recognise that it is a stressful situation.
Oh, yeah.
And to say, look, this is actually going to happen. And the second thing to do then is to start preparing for it. Mm-hmm. So if it's like a lot of my clients at the moment are coming, or students, or they're leaving cert next year. So they're either preparing for it because they're feeling physically sick, they can't go to school, or they're not studying enough, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But one of the most common things amongst the students at that age would be a kind of a head in the sand approach, you know.
Yeah.
You stick your head in the sand. It's like getting married. It's like, you know, if you're getting married next June, you can still say it's next year, even though it's only 6 months away.
Yeah, true.
And
yeah.
All of a sudden in January, there's this huge impetus to you know, getting married this year, even though the time is only a couple of months has gone by. So the first thing to do is to recognise that there is something to prepare for, rather than sticking your head in the sand.
Yeah.
The second thing to do then is to make some sort of plan. It doesn't even have to be a really good plan, because even if you make a terrible plan, your mind feels that more relaxed once there's some sort of plan in place, because all stress comes from ambiguity. So stress comes from the ambiguity of the feeling of not being able to cope.
Right.
And I think that's what the main words that kind of stick out there is the word coping. If you can't believe you can cope.
Yes.
But when you make a plan and you have some sort of regimented plan for yourself going out over the next few months, at least your mind knows it can cope. And one of the things you've said before is, you know, how to eat an elephant.
Yeah. One mouthful at a time.
One mouthful at a time.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. That's exactly the issue dealing with stress.
Yeah, but from a psychological perspective, Richard, what's going on there when you put the plan in place and you suddenly find yourself relaxing? What's happening in your head?
What's happening is, if you imagine, I've given you lots of images over the years for your mind and your conscious mind, your subconscious mind. One of the ones I've been using myself in the clinic more regularly now, because it's a bit more organic, is if you imagine your subconscious mind being like a big elephant and your conscious mind being like the rider sitting on the elephant.
Yeah.
I know it sounds very silly, but just stick with me.
Yeah.
So if you just imagine this in your mind now, as you're driving your car, whatever you're doing, and you imagine the rider sitting on the elephant's blind.
Mm-hmm.
The rider's job is to tell him the elephant where to go.
Yeah.
And if the rider is kind of saying, oh, look, I don't know what's going to happen and I'm trying to forget where I'm going, then the elephant gets really, really stressed. He doesn't care how difficult tasks are going to be. He just wants to know, like, what's happening today, what's happening tomorrow, and will I be able to cope with that?
Yeah.
And that's the importance of the plan. The importance of the plan is really for the elephant. It's for your subconscious mind, whereby he kind of goes, look, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be difficult, but at least I know what I need to do and what's going to happen.
Okay, and as you say, it's the as Gloria sang back in 1980, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. So it is that, isn't it? It's literally just kind of take it chunk by chunk, piece by piece.
It is one day at a time. And one of the important ways of dealing with the stress, even if it is a big occasion, is to start try and downgrade it, you know, try and lessen the importance of it. It's like going for an interview for a job.
Yeah.
If you go for an interview for a job that you really, really, really want, then you'll probably be quite nervous and you probably won't get it. But if you go for an interview for a job that you kind of, you know, just another interview and you're more likely to be yourself and you'll probably get that job.
Yeah. But this is the point as well, like, you know, there are jobs out there that you might really want, and if you do get kind of nervous and fluff it up, if you can manage to relax yourself and have your head in a good place before going in for that job you really want, then you can be yourself and you can perform at your best, and you can show them what you have to offer and perhaps improve
your
chances
of the
job.
The key is preparation again for an interview.
Yeah.
So you prepare, you Google the company, there's lots of stuff. You can find everything out about companies these days on Google.
Mm-hmm.
You research it, you find out who's going to be at the interview, what the dress code is like, what sort of questions they're going to ask you, you know, and just rehearse it and just get your subconscious mind used to being asked these questions and then just present yourself.
Okay, so it's all about planning.
It's
so
all about planning,
a plan.
It really is, yeah.
The plan is have a plan.
Have a plan.
Fail to plan to fail.
Yes.
All that sort of stuff. Richard, excellent. Thank you very much for that, as ever. Great to talk to you. Richard Burke there from safeharbour.ie.